Good afternoon. Rain will continue to fall across interior New York and New England heavily at times, especially from the I-90 corridor and points south. Because of the expected heavy rainfall, flood watches have been issued for most of southern New York from I-90 points south and all of central and southern New England. Some places may pick up as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain with localized higher amounts. Temperatures today will struggle with the rain and only reach into the lower 60s at best. Northern areas, which see more showery weather closer to the Canadian border, may get up into the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, the rain will persist as low pressure works its way down the Ohio Valley toward and then off the mid-Atlantic coast. Eventually, the steadiest rain will wind down overnight and we'll have areas of fog as temperatures drop back into the lower 50s. With the energy from this system, along with some leftover moisture still available tomorrow, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and highs will be up around 70. This will lead to a clearing trend tomorrow night as high pressure builds in with a northwest wind flow. Skies will turn mostly sunny for the beginning of the weekend, and on Saturday afternoon, high temperatures will reach into the middle 70s. A weak disturbance will head in on Sunday, and with warmer air flowing in, a shower is possible with highs in the middle to upper 70s. This will leave us in a warmer and more humid zone of air to start next week, and as a result, we'll have a couple of showers and thunderstorms moving through for the period Monday through Wednesday. Certainly not a washout, though, and high temperatures all 3 days will be in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of central and eastern Virginia, central and eastern Maryland, Delaware, southeastern Pennsylvania, and southern New Jersey. A weakening mesoscale convective system continues to progress through the Atlantic coastal areas. The stabilizing influence of this activity and associated outflow is beginning to contribute to more uncertainty concerning the potential for additional strong to severe storm development across the mid-Atlantic coast region later today. But a new cluster of storms appears to be evolving near the intersection of the stalled outflow associated with the lead convective system and the southward advancing cold front to the west of the central Appalachian Mountains. Forcing associated with the mid-level impulse across the Ohio Valley is aiding this activity and is expected to spread toward the central Appalachians through midday. It is possible that this new convective development over the Ohio Valley will continue to slowly intensify with an increasing risk for severe wind and hail. If the air mass across Virginia and the Delmarva Peninsula is not too substantially negatively impacted by the convection from early today, moderate destabilization still appears to be possible with at least some heating. With vertical shear profiles maximized across the mid-Atlantic region, a few supercells appear possible, perhaps gradually consolidating and organizing into a squall line as the cold front advances east. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Kamolt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm. In the upper 60s, Boston increasing clouds with rain developing near 70, and in Buffalo showers, possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low 56. The record high 94 set in 1892, and the record low 38 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain developing this morning and highs in the 60s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today with highs near 60. More rain tonight, heavy at times with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today with highs near 60. More rain tonight, heavy at times with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today with highs around 60. More rain tonight, heavy at times, and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, with highs around 60. More rain tonight, heavy at times, and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, leftover showers near 70. Mostly sunny Saturday, breezy, mild, 75. The risk of a shower Sunday, but mainly dry, partly sunny in the middle to upper 70s. And upper 70s Monday through Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds and a few showers or thunderstorms. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.